This past week I came across a passage that kind of a little bit caught me off guard, but made me stop and think. And in Romans chapter 13, starting in verse 11 here, I know you could glean a couple different thoughts from this passage, but there was one in particular here that I got to looking at. I'll read verses 11 through 14 here. It says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof." A lot of food for thought in these couple of verses here. But what struck me and where I feel that I have failed in and where I need to improve is more in the thought of redeeming the time. You know, there's thought in here about how to live, to walk honestly, and putting on light, and shaking off darkness. But verse 12, the night is far spent. Time is going by. What am I doing with this time here? And, you know, we know there's 24 hours in a day, and I don't even know how many minutes. I think 80... it might be 86,000 seconds or something like that. I don't know. But what do we do with this time here? Are we letting it slide by? Are we letting the light go by and darkness come upon us? But I just had to think, you know, God wants us to be fruitful in this time here and to not spend our time seeking after the flesh, not to make provisions for the flesh, but to make provisions for the heavenly things, putting on the armor of light. You know, I just had to think, there's a couple different groups of people. There's people who, we say, sleep their life away. There's people who seek after fame and fortune, so they're seeking for personal gain with their time. And then there's people who eat, drink, and be merry, who are careless. They just live for the moment, so to speak. And where, you know, there's more categories than that, but am I catching myself in one of these categories here? You know, I think we're held accountable for the time that we use here. God gives us time every day when we wake up, and what we do with this is we're going to be held accountable for that there. In Ephesians, there's another passage. It's Ephesians 5, starting in verse 11, going to 16. It says in verse 11, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that if ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." So once again, there's time involved, and there's light, and there's darkness. So, you know, if we're sleeping, we're going to slide into this darkness here. But he says, awake, and Christ will give us this light here. So if we seek to use our time wisely, Christ shall shine light upon us. He shall give us things to do. He shall give us something to meaning in this life here. Anyways, and so just thinking about it, we all have time. You know, God gives us time. What are we going to do with this time that he gives us? In Galatians 6:10, there's a verse that says, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are at the household of faith. So if we have time, you know, we can do good with this time here. And even Jesus realized that time was important, and he said in John chapter 9, verse 4, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is still day. The night cometh when no man can work. So he realized that, you know, there's work to be done. And if we dally around and waste this time, there's going to be coming a time when no work can be done. So am I taking opportunity of the time that I have and using it to benefit the kingdom? And then in Psalms, there's one more passage I'll read just to bring out the importance of time and what time is. And in Psalms chapter 90, and this is actually a psalm from Moses here, writing about, I think he just, it was just interesting to see how he viewed this here. Chapter 90, verses 1 through 12. It says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or even as thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God is timeless. God was before. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. And I believe a watch in the night is 3 hours. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth, and in the evening it is cut down and withereth. So our time here is pretty short. It's like the grass. And there's a couple more passages that refer to that. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are away in thy wrath, and as hail. The days of our years, and if by strength it is strength. After about 40 years of wandering through the wilderness, and seems probably like a lot of wasted time, and it was because of bad decisions being made by the Israelites that this happened, that Moses realized that, you know, our time is short. We better make it worthwhile while we're here, because like Jesus said in John, there's going to be a time when there will be no more time for work. And so I think we need to apply our heart to God's will, and God will give us a purpose, give us something to do, and we can use our time wisely and use it for him. So I was challenged by those thoughts. That's all I have. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pause before you this morning. We want to thank you for this day that you've given us. Lord, thank you for the day of worship. May we come together and please you, and may you be in our midst, Lord. Let's pray for the Sunday school hour. May your lesson be brought forth, and may we learn and grow from it. Just pray, Lord, that you'd be with us today, guide and direct our thoughts. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, we'll take up the morning offering at this time. I believe it's for the general and the school fund. And maybe we can have a word of song while this is being passed.